The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the irrepressible Suzanne Bandick. As usual, she came up with a phenomenal topic. And this is an interesting one because most of the time we talk, it'll be stuff that she's seen from her perspective of kind of the beliefs and the mindset, and I'll have seen from my perspective in terms of the tactics. This is one of the few where I have not seen this in our clients. So I was telling Suzanne, I'm really excited to hear not just what they're saying, because that's probably what you guys are saying and feeling, but also how she's coaching so I can kind of integrate this into how I help not just clients, but any of you guys, Clean Nation, that I get to interact with. So today we're going to talk about imposter syndrome. I will give about the only 30 seconds of feedback I've got on this, and then I'll kind of just leave Suzanne with some questions. But I think a lot of people, we could use imposter. Well, actually, I'll ask Suzanne to maybe make this distinction. I was in my mind kind of calling that fear. And I guess it's a subset of fear, right? There could be all sorts of fear of success or failure, or looking stupid or whatever. But I think imposter syndrome is a pretty insidious branch of the fear tree that we're going to talk about today. So if you don't mind, Suzanne, just starting with how that's showing up for the people that you're talking with, so the audience can be like, yeah, you know, maybe you'll articulate it in a way they're like, oh, I felt that, but I never really heard it said like that. And that's me.
Okay. Well, imposter syndrome is the feeling of, I want to show up as somebody. I want to do the things I know I need to do in my business, but I'm not comfortable doing it because I feel like they're going to see through me, that I'm not capable and I'm not good enough.
Mm. Wow, that is. Let me add to that and tell me if I'm getting further away or if this would also fall under that so I understand it. Would another example of, because what you said was so clear, would another example be, and if I'm taking us off track, feel free to bring us back, but I do hear, you know what, I didn't want to go all in, because if I didn't go all in and I failed, there's always something left, or I could always go, well, I could have, but I didn't go all in. And then if I go all in and I still fail, and I'm not saying this is the truth, I'm saying this is what people say to me. If I go all in and I still fail, now I'm a loser. Now my identity has been crushed and it may or may not recover. Am I tracking or am I missing?
Yeah, that's part of it. Definitely part of it. But let's look at, and I go through this, some of our clients in our program are dealing with this. So for listeners that you're not even in our program, understand that this is normal. Mm. Okay.
Dan was saying this happens more in our higher level people than our lower level people that you would look up to that may not even be cleaning anymore and might be making some really good money. It's like you kind of think once I start making X amount of money or have X amount of employees or whatever your standard is, well, then I'll kind of legitimize myself. But from what Suzanne's telling me, and I would say what I've seen, that's not the case. So not only is it normal, but it can be a good sign, right? This is what the successful people feel. And I think the more successful you get, the more imposter syndrome there is because there's all this pressure on you.
Well, and let's look at it this way. Say you look at somebody else and you say they're so successful, they've got it all together. But what if they're feeling the imposter syndrome? Mm-hmm. So then you can look at yourself and you can say, well, this is okay. So let's first of all, let's talk about when this often appears, and then we'll talk about ways to get through it and work through it so that you don't have to feel like that imposter. Okay, this often appears when you're moving out of actually doing the cleaning into the business owner position. And now I need to interact with clients. Maybe I need to raise prices on clients. Maybe I need to go see and do bids to get new clients. And the thought can be, I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. Who am I to ask for what I'm worth? Who am I to say I know everything I need to know? Right? You're like, they're going to see through me because you're not feeling it.
And it's so vulnerable because when you feel, who am I to raise prices or demand X amount for my services? It's bad enough to feel that way, but then to put yourself in the very, very real position of going out and saying that to another human and then confirming all of your fears and going, how dare, and again, I'm so tactful, I'll talk about what really happens, but you talk about the emotional part that's more important. So rarely does it happen, right? We have this fear that they're going to punch us or say, you loser, you're just stupid. And how you would never be worth that. You're worthless. Like, and I don't think we ever really think that's going to happen, but in our heart, we kind of have a fear it's going to happen. Exactly. Never does.
So we're going to a new client and we're asking them to trust in us that we have a great successful cleaning company. And maybe we feel like we're still so small. We're mm-hmm. comparing it to someone else, but everybody starts somewhere. So the important thing, you know, when you've heard people say fake it till you make it, let's talk more about that. That's envision yourself as the successful business owner. It has to start there.
So now I have thoughts.
I saw I'm looking at Mike's face. Light bulbs are coming on, people.
Well, I'm loving what you're saying, Suzanne, because I don't think I've ever unpacked this well. And we've been doing this for 8 years. And I think a lot of our people deal with it. And again, I'm very common. I think maybe some of our listeners trying to solve an emotional problem with logic, right? Well, that's not going to happen. Look at this. And what's the risk? And I think that can help a good 16%, but the other 84% is the emotions aligning. So I do have strong feelings on the fake it till you make it. I hate when I hear people say that. And I don't think that's how Suzanne's using it. So what you said is kind of envision where you're at. Of course, you've got to kind of be the person that would have $1 million business before you have $1 million business. So I would agree with 1,000%. But Suzanne and I can't imagine we agree on everything, but I don't know if we disagree on this, but if we do, it's okay. I don't like the fake it till you make it. I would replace that with be super real till you make it. So what that would look like for me, if I were in your shoes, and what did look like, I'll give you a couple not great Mike stories. When I was young, I was so dumb and I didn't know any, I literally was born in poverty. I just didn't even know any rich people. I literally didn't know what that meant. Like I thought it was kind of like your skin color, your height. Like it was just said at birth, like you're born poor and you're born rich and you're over here and you're over there. I didn't realize. I mean, I kind of got it. Like it's not like I was ignorant. I just, in my heart, I kind of believed we were different. So I did exactly what that fake. That's why I feel so strong about the fake until you make it. I tried to be super like act. I dress, you know, I had a little baby. Believe I'm old now, but when I was young, I had a baby face. So I was like 22, 23, and I had this business. I probably looked like I was 16 and I'm trying to hire grown ass adult men. And it was just, so I definitely went into fake until you make it mode. And looking back, if I could see video of young Mike, I would probably just want to punch him because he's trying to act all smart and dress with the tie and just everything had to be super professional. And, not only is it painful for me, so it's funny. And maybe this is why I'm so interested in this topic, Suzanne. I think I had the imposter syndrome. And paradoxically, the only way it went away for me is when I got, when my first wife, not Natalie, who I've been married to for 13 years, and I'm in love with her and she's amazing. 25 years ago, my first wife left and, or maybe 20 years ago. And I couldn't do that. I was just so devastated. I had to be, and I was like financially, emotionally, everything. So when I went to people before, I'd be like, net 30, of course, we're real business people. And I understand what that means. And that's of course, and I'm trying to be all super professional. And that was stripped away. And I'm like, I don't have the money. I can't physically do it. Like, you know, I was in construction. So it was a $50,000 job and it took $25,000 than supplies. I'd be like, I need 25 grand today to get that thing started because I don't have it. Or even when I was little, you know, when I was just starting at that point, it might've been a $10,000 job. I'm like, well, I need 5 grand because I don't have it. And the humility it took, I wish I could say this because I'm this pull. I wasn't, it was just the reality. Like, what am I going to do? I could tell the guy I was going to do it. I couldn't. So I was kind of forced out of my fake it till you make it cocoon. And that's what freed me. When I realized people were like, okay, that's fine. So how does that all relate to you? When I first started coaching, I know I built businesses and I'm not really good at it, but I look at all the other coaches out there and like, they're so much better than me, so much better than me. And how do I compare myself to them? Even Suzanne, like if you listen to it for 10 seconds on the mindset stuff, like she's way better than you. Why would anyone listen to you when it comes to beliefs when there's a Suzanne walking? And I guess what happens is for me, when I faked it, if I tried to fake it and pretend like I was as smart as Suzanne or put her down or trying to sound smarter, you guys would see through it immediately. Like I'm not that good. You would clearly know she knows what she's talking about. I'm faking it. But when I could just go, oh my gosh, at Suzanne, I can't compete with Suzanne at that. She's a freaking rock star. there's some stuff I have that she's probably like, oh man, Mike's just much better than I am. So I would encourage, as opposed to fake it till you make it, just be so real till you make it, where you're just like, this is what I'm good at, and this is what I'm not good at. I'll give you one final, much more specific at bringing it right home. This is my first, I'm just going to go for the most humble of circumstance. You're my first job as a cleaning company. Others say, well, you can go commercial. Residential, it's a little less scary. Let's go commercial. There's other people that have been doing this for 20 years and they're whatever, 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 whatever. And it's me, and I don't even have a mop and a bucket yet. I've got some money that I'm hoping, if you sign up, I'll go buy the mop and bucket. I don't know how to use it, but I'll bring it in here. Like, that bad of a situation. You can fake it till you make it. Well, Suzanne, you know, I've been in this business for quite a while, and I think what you need here, and Suzanne's not an idiot. She's going to see through it in 2 seconds, right? Or I could go, Suzanne, I got to be honest with you. You are going to be my first client. If you hire me, there's a really good chance I'm going to screw something up. I promise I'll fix it, because I'm an honest dude. But I can tell you, you're going to be, you know, whoever, you know, this little $800 job, you know, to whoever my competitors are, probably nothing. And you're going to be one of dozens, maybe hundreds of clients, and they probably don't even want you because they've got $5,000 jobs. You're it for me, girl. Like, you're all I got. All my eggs are going to be in your basket. And I want to get other customers, and hopefully we'll grow. And 5 years from now, you'll be like, I was the first. But as of today, it's just you and me. So if you need someone that knows everything, you probably shouldn't hire me. But if you want someone that's never going to screw you, always going to work like heck for you, and always do the right thing, even when he screws up, we might be able to work together. So do you see how it's kind of humiliating at the beginning, but now there's no imposter syndrome. Because when I point out the imposter, the reality of the situation is nothing to hide. So that's the only reason I respond so vehemently to fake it till you make it, because I think it can double down on the imposter syndrome, right? Because now when I act like an imposter, they're going to find me out. It's not imposter syndrome. It's the truth. I'm acting like I'm something I'm not. I am an imposter. It's not a syndrome. It's reality. But when I just go, I'm new and I don't know anything, and I love you and I'll do everything I can, I'll work like heck to make you happy. What are they going to find out? unless I won't work hard or I don't give a crap about them. Like, we kind of just deflate the imposter balloon. All right. Sorry, Susan, you got me off on a crazy rant. I couldn't let the fake it till you make it go.
Wow. That's great.
Poor Suzanne.
Thank you, Mike. And that's one of the things that I love that you teach. Be real. Okay. Super important.
Hey, amazing people. You may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is, if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show.
So, the aspect of fake it till you make it that I'm talking about is working in your head. Okay? It's not how you show up. It's not how you act. It's not how you dress. But I'm saying, think in your head of being a different person, growing a little bit further than you are right now. Because to go from being a cleaner to being a business owner is a slightly different identity. There are different thoughts there.
I would go wildly different identity.
Okay, so you will be a different person when you're earning $10,000. You'll be again a new, improved person at $100,000, at $500,000, at $1 million. Nobody was ever starting and stayed exactly the same.
The business works on you as much as you work on the business.
Right. So let's look in our minds and say, okay, if I was to step into business owner shoes, what would that look like for me? Okay, what would I be thinking? Chances are your thoughts are going to be different than they are now.
1,000%. And the crazy part is, you can probably answer that question better than you think, right? Like, if I were this, what would I do? And you're like, well, I don't know, because I'm not that. Like, just, and that's where the fake it would be. So the internal fake it till you make it, like, just give myself permission to know, if I was a million or 10 million or whatever your goal is, if I was that, how would I act? And then just pretend like you know. And it's funny how we coach people, and I am at some of those levels, and I ask them, like, that's a great thought. So it's almost like you kind of know it if you just give yourself permission to know it.
Exactly. When we do our mindset calls, we tell people to re-listen because they hear their own great advice.
Yeah. So right. That's where Suzanne and I are together. When we give you coaching, it can be 20 to 60% effective. When you say something, it's 100% effective. 1000% right, Suzanne.
Exactly. So giving yourself permission to say, what would it feel like and how would it be if I did have more clients, if I did have a stronger business? So this is not going in pretending to be someone else. This is taking you and your core values and saying, well, if my business was bigger, I'd be a little more confident. I'd feel more successful. I wouldn't have the doubt. So it's to start feeling into the new role that you want to take.
Yeah, I'd love to add on to that because I see that. So as you're saying this, I'm like, yes, I absolutely see that from our people. So I see it from a little different perspective. Usually before they're in our program and they're in fear. It's so frustrating. And this has been really helpful for me, Suzanne, to I think be a better coach. When I'll hear people say they want to build $1 million business or a nationwide franchise or whatever big goal they've got, right? And they're only doing, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 a month. And that's fine, right? Every $1 million franchise started, or every one that they started there. So there's no shame in being where they're at. But I don't want to say the shame, but the unhelpful part is when we talk about what it's going to take in terms of investing time or money or stepping out of their comfort zone or having difficult conversations or whatever it's really going to take. And they go, oh, I can't do that. And that's where the, from a coach's perspective, that's where, so whether I'm talking to them or not, how do they walk through that when they're, because again, they're doing the opposite of what you're saying, as opposed to going, who would I be if I was a million, you know, if then they go, yeah, whatever the time or money, of course I would invest that. Of course I would do it, but they're not there yet. So they kind of crumple up into their own fears. How do we get people through that over that?
That's brilliant, Mike, because you see, you're pointing out that you might say you want this, but you're still thinking from the position that you're at. Mm-hmm. So best to say, this is my goal. I want to start moving into projecting and thinking like, choose your number, $1 million business owner. That's what I'm going to say. Okay. So you would ask yourself then, you've got an initial thought, yes, no to something, spend money, don't spend money. That's your initial thought. Now you have to stop and say, wait a minute. If I was $1 million business owner, or I'm on my way to being $1 million business owner, how would I really think about that? Would I make that decision? Would I leave that person in my business? It's a cleaner that's wrecking my business. Would I leave them there? Would I invest in something? Maybe, right? Because you, in the position you're at right now, may make a decision one way. But I guarantee if you're moving towards the $1 million business, if you are envisioning yourself as the $1 million business owner, you will make decisions differently. You cannot leave that employee in that is wrecking havoc with all your other employees and the way your company stands because people aren't happy with the cleaning. You can't leave your business wherever it is. You wouldn't make the same decisions as you would as $1 million business owner.
And let's go step up just for our friends out there that are $1 million business owners that want to go to five, right? So look, right. Let's work. It's the same thing. It goes over and over again. So are the exact decisions the same? No. So you might go, of course I need employees. Of course I'll spend money on ads. Of course I'll spend money on mentorship. Of course I'll have paid W-2 and pay tax, like all the, like, there's just things that, you know, we think for little companies that we don't understand the, you know, I don't even say millions big, but at that level, it's completely different, but they have different stuff. Like if I really want to be a $5 million company, can I have this one operations manager who's really, if I'm being honest with myself, C+, B- quality, is he or she going to get me there? Can I really tolerate these customers that don't pay on time or that maybe have been with me a while, but they're not profitable? Can I continue working 50 hours a week in the business? I'm not saying cleaning, but just running around putting out fires all day. If I'm going to double, I certainly can't work 100 hours a week. If I'm going to triple, I can't work 150. So, and then when you get to 5 million, it's the same. It goes on and on and on. So I don't want you larger companies to go, well, this isn't for me. No, it's absolutely for you. The questions change, but it's even more helpful for you because you can look back and remember who you were there. And you know, the things like, oh, I got a bad review. Somebody no called, no show. The things that then were like devastating. Now you look at as just nothing. But when you get to 5 million bucks, you look back, you're going to look at the things that are devastating now and they'll be nothing. Right. And I'm guessing, you know, the problems that I'm dealing with, Elon Musk would look at and go, oh my gosh, that wouldn't even hit my radar. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Right. So doubling back to the imposter syndrome.
Yes.
Okay. Let's think about the position you want to be in because you're thinking I'm not good enough to show up as this person. That's what creates that imposter syndrome mindset. What if you think about it as hats that you put on? Okay, so if you put on the hat of the person that you're moving towards becoming, then you start to think like that person. This is the key to dealing with imposter syndrome. It's realizing, of course, I don't act that way now. Acknowledge it. I'm not thinking that way. But if I was, how would I act? What do I need to know? Would I be honest? Yes, just like you said, Mike. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be myself. But I'm going to say, this is what I'm going for. And these are the decisions that I need to make now.
Love that. I have literally nothing to add. That was great, Suzanne. Thank you so much. Is there any, and by the way, for some of you guys out there, Suzanne's been a little choppy with the internet. And actually, I think there's some, kind of nice high rise. There's a little sound problem going up there. If you hear that, my apologies. It's such a good conversation. I let it run because it was so good and I don't want to miss it. And I don't know if we can recreate it. So just we acknowledge that said, Suzanne, any closing thoughts to, so I'll give you what I heard and then kind of wrap it up and let me know if I'm missing anything. One, be in the dichotomy of just being okay with where you're at now and saying, I'm going to be honest externally with everybody about that. I don't have to try and pretend like I'm something I'm not, because that's going to add to the imposter syndrome, right? If you're just honest and direct, there's nothing to be imposter about, right? But it's when you try and make yourself something you're not to other people, that's a problem. And then internally, just reconcile the fact like I'm not where I want to be. And that's because old Mike, old Suzanne, old, you know, insert name here, made those decisions that got me here. But future Mike, Suzanne, whomever is going to, the decision I'm making now are going to get me there. So just because I have those decisions and way of beliefs, all I have to do is change that now. And yeah, I get that there's going to be a time delay. I change my beliefs and my actions now, depending on the belief and the action, how strongly I change them, how quickly it might take weeks or months to really see that play out. But I still have to start the beliefs now. So I'm not going to lie and be like, I'm a billionaire and everything's great and whatever. Although we can have some visualization, that's a different conversation. But I'm going to hold both truths of the way I acted before got me here now. But I don't have to act that way. I'm going to act this way. And I know it's going to get me there. So if I can just put myself in the their spot, think through what would I have to, what would this guy have to do for that guy to live the life that he wants? A, did that make any sense? And B, anything to add to give value to the listeners?
It did. Be yourself and expand it.
That's a great point.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a different person. You're expanded. Same person expanded. Go ahead.
Exactly. Same person expanded. And remember, it's not about working harder. It's about thinking differently.
Yes. Well, it can be whatever you want, but there is a limit to working harder. Like we all have to sleep and there's only so many hours and that's it. So the very finite and the working harder, but the thinking differently, unlimited. You know, there's no capture on that. Well said, Suzanne. All right. Cleaning Nation, if this has been helpful and you would like more, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Follow us on the socials. We have tons and tons and tons of free content to help you grow both your beliefs, what to do, how to do it, growmycleaningcompany.com. All the tools, check it out there.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, How about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.